the federal closure coincides with an Alaska Department of Fish and Game emergency order closing all state waters to subsistence and personal use ooligan fishing. DeFries says that shutting down the fishery yet again is an attempt to help the stocks rebound.
There was a big dive in the population of ooligan a few years ago, and for the last 5 years, I believe it is, we've had closures, temporary closures on ooligans to allow the runs to reestablish themselves.
Any ooligan caught in District 1 during the closure must be returned unharmed to the water. The timing of the closure order is strategic. DeFries says the fish run generally starts in March and lasts through April. The decline in numbers has been dramatic. The ooligan run used to be significant, but then in 2004, only 1,500 pounds were harvested. And it kept getting worse.
In 2010, we actually had fish counts, and I think we were just in the double digits of fish coming back. I think we had something like 21 or 50 fish or something, very small.
DeFries says they didn't have an official fish count after 2010, but observers did see somewhat more than double digits returning. He says there are various theories about why the area ooligan stocks declined so rapidly.
There was discussions about overfishing. There was discussions about changes in the environment. There was discussions about changes in water quality, but nothing, to my knowledge, or to subsistence biologists that I've talked to, has been quantified as the reason for the crash. I understand that it could be a compilation of the reasons.
The closure is based on the observed runs for the last 2 years, which show it's unlikely a harvestable surplus will return this year. Ooligan have a 5-year life cycle. DeFries says the fish is particularly important to the native community.
It's smoked and eaten as fish, and it's also rendered down for oil, and the ooligan oil is very important to the local native culture as well.
The oil content of ooligan is very high, and the herring-sized fish is also called a candlefish. DeFries says that while he's not observed it himself, he's been told that a dried ooligan can be lit on fire, much like a candle. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.